The man who smashed at least 8 cars with an oxygen tank on Steveston Highway last summer may have to spend up to 2 years in jail. Kenneth Roy Priest, 56, appeared by video in Richmond Provincial Court on Friday afternoon for his sentencing hearing involving 3 separate incidents. The first occurred during rush hour on July 22, 2022, when Priest went on a violent, meth-fueled rampage and smashed at least 8 cars near Ironwood Plaza, Crown Prosecutor Spencer Gillespie told the court. This was an extremely dangerous road hazard in the middle of the road Mr. Priest created in the middle of rush hour on a busy roadway, said Gillespie, adding that it was fortunate that the incident did not result in collisions when drivers scrambled to avoid Priest. Priest was sent to Richmond Hospital after the incident, where he made graphic threats to 5 nurses about killing them. Fast forward to January 9 this year, Priest was seen throwing rocks into a commercial building at Ironwood Plaza while screaming and yelling at around 11 p.m. Gillespie told the court that Priest was holding a crowbar and was combative toward police officers who attended the scene. And that standoff ultimately concluded with Mr. Priest turning into a nearby gas meter, saying, "I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it." And then smashing that gas meter with a 2-handed overhand strike, said Gillespie. Priest's strike cracked the gas line, causing a natural gas leak. The large cloud of flammable natural gas reached as far as 100 meters away and the entire area had to be evacuated, affecting around 3,000 people. Very fortunately, nothing ignited that gas cloud, said Gillespie. Although there was certainly a potential for that to happen, given the size of the cloud and the fact that Mr. Priest was swinging a crowbar on a metal pipe, a spark could easily have resulted and have that happened. Priest also pleaded guilty to another incident that took place on April 29, 2023, where he smashed the windshield of a parked vehicle in Richmond. He is currently in custody. Man's behavior escalating and posing significant risk to public. Crown. The prosecution is seeking a significant period of incarceration, of 18 to 24 months of jail and 2 months probation, which would include a condition to ban Priest from going near Ironwood Plaza. Gillespie told the court Priest is not young and has an extensive criminal record showing he has serious issues with anger management combined with a tendency to react very violently with minor provocations. For example, Priest threw a side table at a domestic partner over a minor disagreement, assaulted a female tenant asking him to leave her room, called his mother and threatened to shoot her while he was in custody for another incident, and threatened to kill a Richmond House emergency shelter employee who asked him not to eat in the area. And ultimately he hadn't been responsive either to fairly custodial sentences or court orders addressing his behavior, and ultimately his behavior appears to be escalating to the point it poses a significant risk to members of the public, said Gillespie. Although Priest's criminal record, court orders and the fact that he caused potentially lethal incidents are considered as aggravating factors for his sentence, Gillespie said his early guilty pleas should be considered as a mitigating factor. Offenses were done by a man in a very poor state, defense. Priest's lawyer, Eric Warren, said Priest would like a shorter sentence of between 12 to 18 months. He told the court the offenses had taken place at a time when Priest was depressed, frustrated, finding it difficult to make ends meet, to even get a place to live, to get people to help him out. He recalled that he met Priest 8 years ago, when Priest was a licensed electrician who had a house and a good relationship with his mother, although he did have an alcohol problem. However, over the years Priest's struggle with substance abuse had made it difficult for him to get employment and pay his mortgage, and his mother also passed away a few years ago. As Your Honor heard, he's graduated from alcohol to crystal methamphetamine and things are not going well for Mr. Priest, said Warren. He added that when Priest used meth, he blamed the rest of the world for his problems and lashed out. However, Warren said Priest was not taking vengeance on anyone in particular. Now that Priest is in custody, Warren said he has become more rational. He, today, is sober, settled and accepting of his fate. He knows Your Honor has to send him to jail for these incidents, said Warren, adding that he suspected Priest had mental health issues. When Richmond Provincial Court Judge Diana Vander asked Warren why there was no pre-sentence report about Preece's mental health, Warren said it was because Preece was in denial and only recently came to accept he could benefit from some medical intervention. He's anxious to get out and start again. And he hopes that he's able to put all this behind, said Warren. Preece will be sentenced next week on Wednesday, June 7, at Richmond Provincial Court.